USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The casket carrying the body of John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. He will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda and then be buried Saturday at the cemetery at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican Senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
Good communities are built by thousands of small acts of decency that Americans, as I speak today, show each other every single day.
Biden saying,
the bottom line was, I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people. Not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Four people killed in a Greyhound bus crash in New Mexico on Interstate 40. This is 90 miles west of Albuquerque. State police say the bus driver colliding with a truck, the National Transportation Safety Board sending a go team to investigate. A tribute concert for Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, in Detroit, Michigan.
We are here to celebrate the life, the love, and the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin.
Singer Joan Belgrave belting out Aretha Franklin's Dr. Feelgood at the sold-out show.
Don't send me no doctor. Fill me up with all of them damn pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Former President Bill Clinton expected at Aretha's funeral. And watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow shedding 137 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ahead of the Labor Day long holiday weekend, gas prices on the rise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes breaks down the numbers.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas tank. A AAA spokesperson saying, however, the spike should be temporary. But for the weekend, AAA pegs the national average for gas at least $2.85 a gallon. On Memorial Day, the price had jumped up to $2.94 a gallon. Travel experts say we could save some money, though, at the hotels because there are many good Labor Day weekend hotel promotions this year. As for the top Labor Day destinations in the U.S., Marriott International says they'll be New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are in the middle of hurricane season and two new storms churning. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land. According to the National Hurricane Center, it's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.